I'll have to figure out what I can sell gift cards for. I like it. But, yeah, it makes sense. A gift card is... Well, I mean, you... Yeah, see, they're going to get you for tax when you use the gift card. That'd be the only way to do that is make the tax paid on the gift card, and then they'd have to say anything bought with a gift card is untaxed. Somehow they'd have to, you know, because otherwise... You know, what's more fair than they're winning out on that, on a loophole, not a loophole, but people screw up, you know, and don't use their money, don't use their cards. So, you know, that's not their fault, and they're getting the windfall of that. But the option is what? You know, double tax everybody, tax it when you buy it, and tax it when you, and it would be us that would be getting it, because, you know, we'd be paying the, you know, if we'd pay at the card, we'd be paying the card. I don't know, you'd have to figure out a way to do that. Maybe they'd have to, you know, have a report unclaimed cards, you know, and have an expiration date on them. That'd be a lose for us again, you know, unless the expiration date was 5 years or something, I guess, if you don't use it within 5 years. But I guess every solution that you know is going to screw us, right? Because that's how government works, you know. We pay for all the solutions. It's like tariffs, you know. As great as they sound, who pays them? We do.
I thought it was fascinating that there's just that much out there, but it makes sense, right? If you think about gift cards, like, and it's not necessarily like people lose them or they get locked out, but like, you've got 50 cents on it, you throw it in the garbage. You've got a quarter on it, you throw it in the garbage. Like, you're literally just throwing that money away that was paid for to Starbucks, but not paid into Starbucks or paid out by Starbucks and products. So, I don't know. Kind of cool. It was a good watch. Random, but it popped up in my, you know, lovely algorithm somehow. But, yeah. My interesting fact of the day, Anthony.